I'm Al John Goh, co-host of the Disney List podcast as heard on Sorcerer Radio, as well as Skull Rock podcast, here with my wife, Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
You are an earmarked agent who books Disney travel vacations for people all the time. Give our listeners a reason why they want to give you a call instead of just booking a trip by themselves.
Well, I can do all of the legwork for them. I have expertise. I've been to the Disney parks well over 100 times, so they've got that knowledge at their hand, as well as it saves them time and money.
Where can people get in touch with you so that they can book their next Disney cruise, Disney park trip, Adventures by Disney?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
To podcasters, recording musicians, and streamers who are looking for studio quality audio at home or on the road, the Shure MV7 Podcast Kit is a premium all-in-one solution inspired by the legendary Shure SM7B and is designed to address the versatility required by modern creators. For more on the Shure MV7 Podcast Kit, visit Shure.com, S-H-U-R-E.com, or click the link in our show notes. Shure, sound extraordinary.
You're going to be a force for good and a very important sorcerer.
The following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Are you insane?
Broadcasting live from Music City,
Walt Disney's
WDW Tiki Room, the show about all things Disney.
Hey, Michael, mi amigo. Pay attention, it's show time.
So it is. And what darling people I have sitting under me.
With Kristen and Al John.
We better start the show rolling.
Welcome to the show, WDW Tiki Room, the show about all things Disney. Al John here, and we are back on the road, dealing with internet, dealing with cold weather. And on the phone joining me once again is my better half, Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
We've got tons of stuff to talk about. Last week, we actually have our show up and available with celebrity chef Mr. Todd English. What a great interview was that. That was awesome.
Yes, it was.
Great job. You can download that right now through weepygeeks.net. They are our very special friends, our hosts for the WDDW Tiki Room podcast, which is now available. So go ahead and check it out at weepygeeks.net. More shows to be added. In fact, we are celebrating 5 years anniversary of being here on Sorcerer Radio, and we have our very first show that was recorded, November 6, 2009, that is available for download as well. All you have to do is in the search bar, type in WDW Tiki Room, and you'll be able to find that original podcast, that original show we did, that we did archive. None of the music is in there, of course, but you get to kind of know how Kristen and I started this whole situation and how we got to be great Disney fans. So it's nice to kind of look back after so many years, and we have more podcasts being uploaded. So always, as you do, check out your podcatcher, iTunes, and different things like that, so you can refresh the feed and find little surprises in there sprinkled in through our 5-year history on Sorcerer Radio. Tons of stuff to talk about. We've got Disney pop culture, movie news. We've got a big sequel that Disney Pixar has on the horizon, as well as Disney park news. But let's first kick it off with a trip report of sorts.
WDW Tiki Room Trip Report.
Kristen has got a report on how our hotel room was over there at the Waldorf Astoria Orlando Resort. Kristen, why don't you chime in and let us know your thoughts on this great hotel room and the experience.
Okay, so we visited Waldorf Astoria Orlando, and we had a king suite room. And in the room, it's separated with you've got the one section that is your living space, as well as like a kitchen table that seats four, and little kind of mini, I would call it a mini kitchen. But the main living space there has a couch, and there's a chair, and I believe, if I remember right, the couch you could pull out and turn out into a bed.
Yes.
And the TV was very nice. It had a big LG TV. And they also had with that, if you had brought like your Blu-ray movies, you could use their Blu-ray player and watch movies. So that's kind of nice if, you know, you're needing a little time away. You know, you put the kids in front of the TV and have them watch something. The little mini kitchen area had one of those really nice, I don't remember what the brand was. It could be espresso, but it's...
Espresso,
right?
Espresso machine.
I think that's the brand it was. I could be wrong. But
it had a little
bar area where that was sitting and you had your coffee you could brew. Underneath that, you open up the cabinet door and it was a wine cooler in there, you know, like a little mini fridge. Really, really nice. It had dark wood. Everything is made to look like kind of like you would be in a house, not necessarily in a hotel room.
Luxurious.
Yeah, black granite countertop, stainless steel sink. It's a small table that's at four people. Now the bathroom also very, very nice. It was a huge bathroom with a pretty good sized shower. I'd love to have this shower in my house. And I would say it was maybe like 5x5 shower, separate nice bathtub. High-end toiletries, again, black countertop, granite countertop. If you're somebody who needs a magnifying mirror to do your makeup, maybe, they already had that there for you, so you don't have to worry about bringing that, of course. Blow dryer, they had tons and tons of extra towels in there, so, you know, you could, you know, take your morning shower, go down to the pool, hang out at the pool, come back, have another shower, and you still had more than plenty of towels. Our bed was a king bed room. All I can tell you is this was the ultimate pillow top mattress. Like, you laid on it and it was like laying on a cloud. And in the bedroom, it too had a nice, really big, I think it was like a 32-inch TV.
Yeah.
Which to me, for, you know, a bedroom is a big, big TV, along with a chair. There's a nice little desk you could sit and work if you wanted to. It had a chair there as well. We also had a balcony to our room, which was nice. They do a turndown service. You know, come in. They will have cleaned up your towels if you needed extra towels. They put those in there. I mean, it was just... very nice.
All the nice creature comforts. I've never slept so well in my life, really. That was a really awesome bed.
Then the pool area, we also hung out at the pool that day, and Aquamarine is the name of the little restaurant that they have down there that's off of the bar. They do have somebody that comes through and sees if you need any drinks or anything when you're hanging out at pool. There's cabanas that you can rent. Off the top of my head, I can't remember what they are, what they cost, but they have somebody for each cabana that brings anything you need. Let's see, what else? Two pools in that area. One is the one that's in front of the little cabana, so it's kind of like the quiet pool, and then you have the main pool where it's pretty much anybody who's not in the cabana is pretty much hanging out in that. And they did have a live musician when we were there playing plenty of great 90s hit tunes, so...
Oh, yeah, everything from, you know, Sister Hazel to Pearl Jam, you know, just a bunch of great mix of stuff, you know, some classic rock in there as well. You could tell he definitely was in a cover band, you know, and I can appreciate that, being a musician that has made his career out of being in cover bands at one point or another. So
now we ordered a couple of beers that they had on tap, but then we also ordered, they have drinks that you can order either by the glass or you can get them by the pitcher. And one of them is called Lime in the Coconut.
Mm-hmm.
And that was awesome.
So good.
Absolute vanilla, Malibu rum, lime juice, pineapple, coconut cream. Just very nice, very refreshing kind of drink.
A great drink for the pool.
Oh, yeah. But other drinks include like an Italian spritzer. There's a watermelon mojito, cucumber margarita. So it's kind of like a twist on some of the things that, you know, you typically get at the pool.
I can't wait to go back. It just sounds great. Hey, once again, we're reviewing, Kristen is reviewing, the Waldorf Astoria Orlando Resort. For those of the uninitiated, you've never seen it before, it's in that Bonnet Creek area there. It's technically outside of Disney property, but it's surrounded entirely and engulfed by Disney property. Kristen, you want to tell everybody kind of where about roundabout location is for this particular resort?
It is between... It's not far from Caribbean Beach. Mm-hmm. If you're heading towards downtown Disney, you'll pass Caribbean Beach. You've got that little light there. Then the next one that you come up to when you're heading towards downtown is Bonnet Creek. And back there, there's also Hilton Bonnet Creek back there as well.
Yeah, it's part of the Hilton group of hotels. It is their upper echelon brand, is if I'm not correct, the Waldorf Astoria. Very great. And Kristen, what did you think of, you know, we talked about the amenities, the room, the square footage of the room was like being in a small home.
It is a little more than 900 square feet for that room.
Oh, yeah. Wow, it's so much better than our first apartment together, you and I.
It was larger than my first apartment.
Yes, yes.
By a couple hundred square feet.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing that really impressed me when we were there at the resort, not only were the creature comforts, you know, I felt so at home, but part of that whole experience was the staff. Can you speak about how the staff treated you while you were there?
Oh, the staff is amazing. They deal with you in such a professional way I'm trying to think of how to put this.
They make you feel like you're a valued guest.
Oh, very valued. Yes, very much valued.
In this day and age, when people have the ability to pick and choose where they spend their hard work and earn money, no matter what, you know, what it is, you know, whether you spend, you know, $80, $100, $200, $400, $500 per night on a hotel room, I think it's really important that people understand that, you know, those things add up. And it's the way you're treated. It's the quality of the room, the quality of the food, the quality of the service that's provided when you purchase a service that makes people want to come back continually and spend more time at your hotel and resort. And they understand that completely at the Waldorf Astoria.
And I was wrong on the size of the TV. It's 42 inches and it is marble, Italian marble.
Oh, wow. I'd live there in a heartbeat. Not only for the great
945 square feet. So that is a lot of space to like stretch out, relax, and.
Well, there is a time that. You know, in fact, we made it a point to stay in that room, you know, and soak in all the comforts of what the resort had to offer for an entire day. We didn't even go to the Disney park. We didn't do any of that. We took in the restaurants, the dining,
the pool, you
know, the pool, of course. And yeah, I didn't want to leave. I love that resort so much. And once again, just big kudos and respect to everyone there who made our stay amazing. Everyone from the bellhops, the bellman service, to the front desk, to the people at the restaurant who knew us by name, to even the people that valeted our car.
And the most interesting thing is this is a very busy place. Disney World is busy. And the number of people that come in and out, I was surprised that because we had stopped by and had breakfast back in September, and our server who waited on us at breakfast remembered us.
Yep.
A month later, actually over a month, it was what, 5-6 weeks later, still remembered us because when he walked over and said something to us.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these people just pay such attention to what's going on and making sure that people do feel welcomed and wanted and that it's nice. It's nice to be called by your name, which is, I always try and, you, like, if somebody's got a name tag, to call them by their name because having worked retail and restaurants, I liked it when people called me by my name. Then I didn't feel like I was such a... Just
a number.
Just somebody who had to take care of them. So I always try to do that when somebody waits on me or helps me or anything. I mean, I do it with cast members all the time. You have your name tag on. It's there for a reason. It's so people can call you by your name. So I always make sure I do that. But I think it's nice as a customer or client, guest, whatever, when people call you and remember your name as well.
Once again, we are, Kristen is reviewing the resort, the Waldorf Astoria Orlando. And once again, superlative service, wonderful food. I loved breakfast at Oscar's. Their breakfast bar was great. I don't know if there's anything else you wanted to add to this review before we slip another song in here for our Sorcerer Radio listeners. So is there anything you'd like to add, or you want to maybe end on a particular note?
I just want to say that it was excellent and absolutely loved the resort. Beautiful, fantastic staff, amazing food. That's all I've got for you.
Well, it is definitely a place that you'd like to check out. And once again, thank you and much, much thanks to the staff over there at the Waldorf Astoria Orlando Resort for helping us out. And Kristen, anything else you'd like to add?
Nope, that's all.
Alrighty then. So check it out on your next trip to the Walt Disney World Resort, and maybe give something else a try over there at the Bonnet Creek and, of course, the Waldorf Astoria. We've got some great news coming up, additions to PhotoPass, refurbishment news, and, of course, Disney and pop culture with the Disney 411. Krista, I'll let you pick a song that we can play here for our great Source Radio listeners. What would you like to hear?
Oh my gosh. He's a Pirate.
He's a Pirate. Make it so. Let's do it. More Tiki Room in just a little bit right here on Sorcerer Radio and SRSounds.com.
Well, hey, devil's whiplash, it will really bally. You got me on this show.
Yo-ho! I'm fine with life, buddy.
I love this song. Really bally.
WDW Tiki Room with Kristen and Aljon, the radio show about everything Disney. Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
One of them mousey little doohickeys.
Disney pop culture news. It's the 411. 411.
Today we've got a lot of releases coming out on Blu-ray. You need to check that out. Check out our brand new, nice and shiny looking website, www.tikiroom.com, and use the Amazon link to go ahead and not only support the show, but pick up these great DVDs, Blu-rays that are now available courtesy of Walt Disney and Disney Home Video. Lucasfilm releasing a brand new Star Wars The Clone Wars. Yes, The Clone Wars. It is The Lost Season. Check it out. The Lost Missions blasting on the Blu-ray and DVD. The circle is now complete. You can now purchase the final season of Star Wars The Clone Wars Lost Missions. It arrives this week on Blu-ray and DVD, featuring new bonus features and some of the Emmy winning show's most critically acclaimed episodes. The Lost Missions find the conflict between the Separatists and the Republic ramping up and setting the stage for the events of Star Wars Episode 3 Revenge of the Sith. As a brave clone trooper uncovers the conspiracy of Order 66, Anakin Skywalker's closest relationship is tested, and Yoda discovers new secrets of the Force. The episodes included are among Conspiracy, Fugitive, Orders, An Old Friend, Rise of the Clovis, The Nice Clovis Arc, Crisis at the Heart, The Disappeared, and Disappeared Part 2, The Lost One, Voices, Destiny, and Sacrifice. It's also got 16 never-before-seen documentary, or 16-minute never-before-seen documentary on the entire Clone Wars saga, including the Blu-ray edition, with four additional story reels from The Lost Missions. Alright, so check that out. Also available is the Clone Wars original soundtrack from Season 1 to 7-6 by Kevin Kiner, a digital-only release that features compositions spanning through the entire series. And once again, you can pick that up on our website and just click the Amazon link at www.tikiroom.com. Continuing on with the Star Wars news, Phineas and Ferb, you can get their Phineas and Ferb Disney Star Wars mashup. That episode was hilarious. It's about Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, retold and refurbished. Spinny Ferb, yeah. You can join the dork side with a galaxy of Phineas and Ferb stars, providing a retold and refurbished version of A New Hope, featuring five additional episodes of action-packed fun. This intergalactic adventure is a blast for all ages. It's about $15, so you can go ahead and once again pick that up at www.tikiroom.com. And I have to say, it is hilarious, so go ahead and pick that up. Also, coming out this week on on Blu-ray and digital HD. Also available on the Disney Movies Anywhere app, now for Android devices and, of course, iOS. You can check out Disney's Planes, Fire, and Rescue. I like it. Check it out. It's got exclusive stuff that you can pick up on the digital copy and the Blu-ray DVD digital combo pack job, right? Exclusive animated short called Vitaminimulch, an air spectacular. Try to say that 10 times fast. Welcome to Piston Peak. This mockumentary promotional piece shows off all the highlights of the acclaimed Piston Peak National Park and its aerial firefighting team. Chops TV promo, in-world TV promo. Very neat, nice pop culture references there. An Air Attack, Firefighters from the Sky. This high-energy, music-driven, behind-the-scenes piece takes an inside look at the real-life smoke jumpers and firefighters who attack wildfires as director Robert Gannaway and producer Farrell Barron takes us through their journey making the film. So check that out. Disney's Planes, Fire, and Rescue on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD and on demand at Disney Movies Anywhere. We've got one more thing here. Disney Channel's annual winter programming event, Fa-La-La-Lala Days, kicks off Friday, November 28th. So it's just right around the corner. Its winter event provides a crossover of popular comedies, Jesse, as well as Liv and Maddie. Hawaiian holiday episode of Jesse featuring Maya Mitchell from Teen Beach Movie and popular Liv and Maddie characters Joey Bragg and Tenzing Norgay Trainer, plus a holiday reunion episode of Girl Meets World starring Boy Meets World alumni Ryder Strong. I like Ryder Strong. I like him from what was that horror movie he was in I like so much? Cabin Fever. Also, William Russ. You like Cabin Fever, don't you?
Yeah.
A little Eli Roth action. I know. Horror movies and Disney Channel? Betsy Randall, Amy Matthews, and new episodes of I Didn't Do It starring Reginald Bell Johnson. You remember him, the dad in Family Matters. Dog with a Blog, your favorite TV show, Liv and Maddie. Liv and Maddie will be presented during the 4th annual Fa-La-Lala Days winter programming event starting Friday, November 28th through December. Animated premiere of Disney Pixar's Toy Story, The Time Forgot, is also scheduled during the month. That should be awesome. And the multi-platform Begins with Jesse episode available to people that use the Disney Watch Channel app on Friday, November 21st.
Now, I have an issue with that.
Okay, I know what the reason is, but go ahead.
If you're on DirecTV, which is the second largest provider, you can't use that app.
I know, and that's unfortunate because
Disney,
I believe,
needs to be nice to us. This is not okay.
I know. Let's write Disney Channel and tweet them at Disney Channel and let them know that they need to do that. I believe Disney Channel, those programs will be available on demand as well as for DirecTV customers, but it's not going to be until after the show airs, so that's unfortunate. But anyway, if you are, I believe, a Comcast subscriber, you can check out the Watch Disney Anywhere app, Disney Channel app, and check that out. Okay, well, for more information, you can visit DisneyChannel.com, but I love the fact that they're doing all these crossover episodes and holiday programming at Disney Channel, something that they're going to be doing a lot of by, like ABC Family, for example, that Dan Barnes talked about last week on the 411, about having all those Disney Channel holiday specials on there as well. I definitely look forward to that. Last but not least in this segment, D23's magazine, Disney 23, is releasing its holiday magazine, which I love. You can get Into the Woods with exclusive cast interviews and more in the winter edition of Disney 23. Check it out. I've got a write-up at srsounds.com, and you can also check it out at d23.com. And, of course, to celebrate the big screen adaptation of the hit Broadway musical Into the Woods, the magazine, the official fan club, D23, has got all the thrilling details, and they interview the stars of the movie, Meryl Streep, Emily Blunt, Anna Kendrick, and Chris Pine, along with director Rob Marshall. And they talk about the challenges of bringing that Tony Award-winning musical to the big screen. It really looks cool, you know, with all of the different plot lines of the different fairy tales and stuff coming together. So that's pretty cool as well. Of course, they also take a look in that issue. They go behind the scenes at Disney Cruise Line. They talk about holidays at the Disney parks and, of course, the holiday special I just alluded to, the Disney Pixar television treasure, Toy Story, That Time Forgot, which airs on ABC December 2nd, starring starring, of course, the big Jesus.
You okay?
I know, I couldn't say it because I, like, deviated from the script. Of course, you know that Tom Hanks is coming, providing the voice, of course, for Woody. And, of course, Buzz Lightyear, and we have everybody's favorite Tim the Tool Man coming back to voice him as well. Who doesn't like Tim Allen? I love Tim Allen. So that's really cool that they're doing that. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. And they also go behind the scenes of Marvel's Agent Carter, which is coming to ABC during the hiatus of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So a lot of really neat stuff in there. And they also talk about the Frozen Adventures by Disney in Norway vacation package as well. Something you can get by talking to Kristen over here for MagicalJourneysVacations.com, right? So once again, I believe everyone should be a D23 member. Visit D23.com, become a free member, or even better, do what Kristen did and become a paid member and get the magazine along with great freebies every single quarter. And of course, we know that this coming year, we've got the D23 Expo to look forward to in Anaheim, California. Should be huge. So definitely become a member of D23, the official fan club, and check out the D23, Disney 23 magazine for Into the Woods for this December. That is all for Disney and pop culture, the 411. For more details on that and other news, feel free to check out srsounds.com and check out all of our great blog posts as well as D23.com. We're going to be back with more great Disney news from the Disney parks and more regarding Toy Story 4 when we come back right here on WDW Tiki Room on srsounds.com.
Do you hear that?
Hear what?
I'm receiving some sort of transmission.
Routed through the main system.
Routing.
Looking to take a Disney vacation or cruise? Contact Kristen of MagicalJourneysVacations.com. Magical Journeys is an authorized Disney vacation planner. Kristen will get you the best price available and continue to search for deals until the day you travel, taking the worry out of planning your fantastic vacation. Kristen can help plan your dining reservations and answer any questions you may have. She'll even send you maps from the parks. So contact Kristen of Magical Journeys for your next cruise or Disney vacation, and you'll be supporting WDW Tiki Room. Contact Kristen of Magical Journeys at MagicalJourneysVacations.com. And mention Sorcerer Radio. So what are you waiting for? Book today at MagicalJourneysVacations.com.
Wow, that sounds great. I want to go.
Well, you can't.
Why not?
Because we have to stay at our posts and keep rebel scum like him out.
Book today at MagicalJourneysVacations.com.
Are you looking for some fun on Facebook with fellow Disney fans? Then you need to join the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. The Fun Zone is an exclusive online gathering place where young and old alike can come and share their love of all things Disney in a family-friendly atmosphere. It'll also be your place for exclusive downloads, images, giveaways, and more. Join us online by going to Facebook.com and searching for Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. That's the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone, part of Sorcerer Radio, SRSounds.com.
Pardon the interruption. I have some news which I believe you will find most interesting.
Would you like to hear the latest in Marvel television, film, and comic book news? Are you looking for some suggestions on what to pick up on New Comic Book Day? Well, join Mike and Ken every Saturday night at 8 p.m. on Mighty Marvel Geeks here on Sorcerer Radio, your source for all things Marvel.
There is a matter that requires your attention.
Mighty Marvel Geeks, assemble!
All wrapped up here, sir. Will there be anything else?
It was phenomenal. It was definitely intense.
The WDW Tiki Room with Kristen and Al John.
Like, this is some kind of practical joke. It's not funny. And I know funny. I'm a clownfish.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com. The WDW Tiki Room with Kristen and Al John.
I have a plan.
You've got a plan.
Yes.
First of all, you're copying me from when I said I had a plan.
No, I'm not. People say that all the time. It's not that unique of a thing to say.
Secondly, I don't even believe you have a plan.
I have part of a plan.
What percentage of a plan do you have?
You don't get to ask questions after the nonsense you pulled on Nowhere.
I just saved Quill.
We've already established that you destroying the ship that I'm on is not saving me.
When did we establish?
Like 3 seconds ago!
No, I wasn't listening. I was thinking of something else.
Oh.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
We're back. We've got food news here on the Tiki Room. Kristen, Miss Dining at Disney.com, is back with everything you need to know regarding the restaurants at the Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resorts. Kristen, what is going on?
Well, if you haven't been to the Disney parks recently, they do have new Haunted Mansion dinnerware, which looks like something you would see in a china cabinet. It's very, very nice. It has Master Gracie's monogram on it. They offer it as a dinner plate. There's a dessert plate as well as a bowl. You can also get a Haunted Mansion vase. It is not cheap. It is $59.95. But it looks like an urn, and you can put pretty flowers in it, and then that way it won't look so urn-like. They also have a set of plates. They're called blueprint plates, and it's of the Haunted Mansion floor plan. There's a dinner plate, a dessert plate, and an appetizer plate. They also have both a red wine and a white wine glass with Master Gracie's monogram on them.
Oh, that sounds really cool. I love that merch.
They are available at Disneyland, Disney World, and thedisneystore.com.
Well, imagine that. I think people can go to your website at diningatdisney.com and pick that up through your affiliate link, right?
Yes, and I have all of the items posted with prices and everything there as well.
Very cool indeed. What else we have on tap?
Well, I'm going to head out west and start at Disneyland with the news for there first.
Do it.
And Steakhouse 55 at the end of October debuted a new menu, which included items like Ratatouille meatball. There's also some previous dishes that they've had that they kind of did a little twist on. One of the things that they do have that's new is a three-course Steakhouse 55 chef's tasting for $55. For an additional $30, you can do the wine pairings, which I always recommend. Let's see, what else do they have? One of the dishes that they've kind of changed a little bit is the New York Strip. It now has a hickory molasses rum. The salmon is crusted with a fava bean and rye. And the lamb chops are now roasted with a garlic dust and peppercorn.
So funny, you had me at New York Strip. Everything else sounds great.
No, you did steak. It's all it takes for you is steak.
Oh, I am a carnivore indeed.
Another thing that Jeff and I actually had talked about this last week, but it's the Big Hero 6 inspired foods. Over at Award Wieners, you can get what is called a teriyaki street dog. It's an all-beef hot dog that is teriyaki glazed, served on a garlic chive roll, topped with wasabi mayonnaise and ginger carrot and cucumber. Why can I not say this? Lock.
I don't know.
I'm having a problem. And to quench your thirst, you can get a refreshing coconut milk tea served cold with coconut and lychee flavors.
Oh, wow.
And they do have a Baymax sipper for those of you that are fans of Baymax. And that can be picked up at multiple locations, including Tomorrowland Terrace and Tomorrowland Lemonade Cart over in Disneyland. And over at Disney California Adventure, when you're getting your little wiener over there at Ward Wieners, you can get him as well.
That's hilarious. Big Hero 6 has proven to be a really big hit for Disney, so congratulations for them on putting out such a great movie and these really unique items there. I mean, you know, I want to get a little Baymax thing going on. That's awesome.
And then my last bit of information for out there is the Disney Viva Navidad, which will be starting soon. And it is a celebration of Latino culture over at Paradise Garden Grill in Disney's California Adventure. You can get several different items, including ceviche, street-style tacos, torta al pastor. For dessert, they have sweet tamales. There's even a kid's chicken quesadilla. They've got some special beverages as well, including red sangria, Corona, and Negro Modelo. The food looks yummy.
Nice.
And now we're going to head to Disney World.
Okay.
And I've got three pieces of information there. First one is celebrity chef Morimoto, who many may know from Iron Chef and Iron Chef America, is opening a restaurant called Morimoto Asia, which will feature Pan-Asian cuisine and showcase traditional items like dim sum and Peking duck.
Nice. What building is that going to be in?
I don't know.
Okay. And it's going to be where? In the boardwalk?
No, this is going to be in Disney Springs.
Oh, Disney Springs. Okay,
yes,
great.
It's in the landing area.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
And also in the Landings will be a restaurant called The Boathouse. It's an upscale waterfront dining experience. It'll have live music, guided tours aboard the captain's piloted 40-foot Italian water taxi that'll have champagne and chocolate-covered strawberries.
Nice.
And that's going to be a 20-minute tour that you get with that.
Okay.
The restaurant itself will be open until 2 a.m., which is a good thing for people who are hungry. And it'll feature steaks, chopped seafood, and a raw bar. Both of these should be opening in spring of 2015. So we don't have too many more months until they open. And I did grab a couple of pictures. You can tell from the structure so far, it appears to me that the boathouse is going to be right behind Raglan Road.
Nice.
I could be wrong, but that's what it looks like to me from the building.
Okay.
If you compare it to the concept art that's out there, it looks like that's what that's going to be.
And I can't wait. That parking structure is coming along really well over there at Disney Springs. So I'm looking forward to that. Anything else there?
Yes, over at Disney's Boardwalk. Trattoria Al Forno will be opening December 18th. We've talked about the dinner menu before. They have also brought out the breakfast menu, as well as we're going to find out that the wines will be featured from the different wine regions of Italy, including Veneto, Piedmont, Tuscany, Campania. All of those will be places that will be featured for wine.
Okay.
So you will see on the menu things like, of course, Chiantes and Super Tuscans and stuff like Moscato. It does say that there will be more than 30 wines by the glass, and they're going to start at $8. They'll also be offering cortinos, which are quarter liter carafes of wine. So it's about a glass and a half of wine with those.
Well, it's a just talking about it makes me want wine and steak and all kinds of great food. Man, I'm getting hungry already just thinking about it. I've got a little bit of a tidbit real quick if you're wrapping things up.
I have one more thing do you want to wait or do you
tip? No, let's do it. Let's go ahead. Okay. Rock it.
Last bit of information is Cinderella's Royal Table will be undergoing a refurbishment in January. So
that's my story. So good. Take it.
So to give the little princesses what they want and have their little dining with Cinderella, that will be taking place during the refurbishment over Citricose.
Nice.
And that's in Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. They will have a breakfast and a brunch that's going to be starting on January 8th. For people who have dined at Cinderella's Royal Table, you know that they do the little magical wishes ceremony, and the little princesses, they get their little magical wands, and the little knights princes, they get a little sword. They're still going to be doing that as well over there. If you are an annual pass holder or Disney Vacation Club member, you can begin booking yours on December 3rd. All other guests will be able to book December 4th. They will only be available online at this point. There's no word yet to when you'll be able to book it online. You have to call. I think I said that wrong. Will only be available by calling 407-WDW-DINE. No word on booking online. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay,
but I don't think that's what I said. But the breakfast and brunch hours are going to be from 8 a.m. to 2:20. Prices will be $49.99 for 10 and up, $31.99 for ages 3 to 9. Disney dining plan is accepted. Does take two credits, just like Cinderella did. So.
Took the words right out of my mouth, Kristen. Thank you very much.
And I have a whole list of the menu. If you visit diningatdisney.com, you'll see it all there.
Well, yes, definitely visit diningatdisney.com and check out all of Kristen's food news and much, much more dining tips for the Walt Disney World and Disneyland resorts, and pick up those guides as well. She is an author and she's great. I'm not just saying that because you're my wife. So there you have it. Thank you so much for that food news that you can use, Kristen. We appreciate that. When we come back, we've got our very last segment in. Boy, I tell you what, this show has come and gone really, really quickly. We're going to talk about Disney's Photo Pass and the rumors regarding Toy Story 4 sequel is in the works. Find out the latest when we come back right here on WDW Tiki Room, the show about all things Disney on Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
I got no strings to hold me down to make Michael Roderick. I'm the author of Hidden Mickey Adventures, and you're listening to Sorcerer Radio.
We have got the holidays coming, and of course, the candlelight processional is one of the most beloved traditions at the Walt Disney World Resort in Epcot. Of course, it's a joyous retelling of the Christmas story. Celebrities come in and narrate, and of course, there's a huge orchestra, a 50-piece orchestra, and a mass choir. And we have some new people that have been added to the celebrity narrators this past week. And in fact, the candlelight performances are going to be taking place there at the American Gardens Theater at 5, 6:45, and 8:15. It's sure to be a standing room only event, so you must get there early, or as Kristen would suggest, pick up the candlelight processional dining package, so it guarantees you a seat. So let's go over some of the celebrities that will be doing the narration this year. From November 28th and 29th, you'll have Jodie Benson, voice of Ariel, the Little Mermaid. So Neil Patrick Harris, also a fan favorite, going to be there from November 30th through December 2nd. Jonathan Groff, okay, who voiced the rugged mountain man in Frozen, Kristoff. He's new, and he's going to be there from December 3rd to December 4th. Whoopi Goldberg, of course, comedian from The View, host, is going to be there December 5th through the 6th. LeVar Burton, Lieutenant Geordi LaForge from Star Trek The Next Generation, will be there December 7th through December 9th. Edward James Olmos, who was in Battlestar Galactica. Hey, look, you had Star Trek and Battlestar Galactica from December 10th through December 11th. Joe Morton is going to be there. Joe Morton is new. He has never been at this event before. He will be there from December 12th through December 14th. And just in case you're trying to figure out who Joe Morton, you might know him from Terminator 2, Judgment Day, Star of Stage and Screen, Brother from Another Planet, and if I'm not mistaken, he's in Scandal as well. So, you know, he's a pretty nice addition to this crew. Chata Rivera is an actress, dancer, and singer known for her roles in music theater, being the first Hispanic woman, the first Latino American to receive Kennedy Center honors. She's doing it December 12th through 15th. Anna Gasteyer from Saturday Night Live is coming in. She's new. December 18th through the 20th. Marley Matlin, also a crowd favorite, will be back December 21st through December 23rd. And look at this. During the Christmas holiday, Isabella Rossellini will be back from the 24th and 25th. Blair Underwood, big actor there, December 26th through the 27th. And Stephen Curtis Chapman from the 28th through the 30th.
I've met him before.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
He's very nice.
Very cool indeed. So please note that, of course, the cards are subject to change without notice. Be sure to call in for your dining reservations too at 407-WDW-DINE. Animate your photos with Disney PhotoPass. Did you know that guests of the Walt Disney World Resort can add animation to their memories, as it's all part of the new Memory Maker? When you check out certain locations below and you ask a Disney PhotoPass photographer for an animated magical shot, they'll be happy to do stuff. And I tell you, you know, watching the video on Disney's website is hilarious, because you've got the reindeer from Frozen and just hopping in on different people doing photo bombs. It's hilarious. Check it out, because magical characters happen to pop in and do photo bombs at Epcot behind Spaceship Earth, Disney's Hollywood Studios at Hollywood Boulevard, the Epcot Norway Pavilion. Just imagine who's going to be popping out there.
I'm being photobombed at the moment.
Are you really? Is the cat there?
It's an Edgar.
It's an Edgar cat? Okay. I love our little cat there. It could be a number of different characters. I mean, and of course, Disney's Animal Kingdom with a bridge near Expedition Everest. So when you visit mydisneyphotopass.com, you'll be surprised what you might find and what the magical photo passers have done applying animation to your photos featuring a Disney character. So it could be Sven. It could be, Sully from Monsters, Inc. So you never know.
Who do you want photobomb? Your picture.
Oh, I tell you, Sven is hilarious. My gosh, that's great. I could have any Disney character photobomb me. I think it would be hilarious. I mean, you know, it's hilarious. I think, what was it? One of our Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zoners, that was Michelle, had posted that Pluto had photobombed her while she was getting her picture taken at Disneyland. So I think a Disney character photobomb is definitely a great experience if that has ever happened to you. I know that we always try to hunt for characters, so it's a pretty cool thing what they're doing with PhotoPass, just making it more magical and giving you something to look forward to when you go home and you check out all your photos up from your Magic Bands at MyDisneyPhotoPass.com. As we say on the show all the time, PhotoPass is our friend.
Everybody's in the picture.
That's right, everybody's in the picture. Last but not least, let's wrap things up on the show. Toy Story 4 is coming, Kristen. How cool is that?
How cool is it, Alton? Tell me.
I tell you, Woody and Buzz coming back to the big screen. It was announced just a few days ago. Toy Story 4 is going to be set for release June of 2017. And coming back to the franchise is John Lasseter, who directed the first two Toy Story films. He'll be back to direct the fourth movie. He really said that he really wants this film to just knock it out of the park. Of course, he wants to keep his directing chops up, so of course that's why he's coming back to the franchise. Basically, Toy Story is the franchise that that built Pixar, pretty much. So he said that he's coming back because he's developing with his team a story that is good or better than the original. Man, that's going to be hard to top. What do you think? What's your favorite Toy Story movie, Kristen?
Oh, I don't know. What's your favorite?
I tell you, it's hard to beat the first one. It's really hard to beat the first one. Toy Story 3 was pretty good. Toy Story 2 was great too, man. It's hard to choose. But I'd have to say the first one. Now, the Toy Story movies have sold more than 1.3 billion tickets worldwide. And that doesn't even count all the home and Blu-ray sales. Lasseter told the LA Times that Toy Story 4 will be a love story and will pick up where Toy Story 3 left off when Woody, and Buzz Lightyear and the rest of the gang of characters were handed down to a little girl named Bonnie. And so that's good. You know, we already know Bonnie even more because of that Toy Story of Terror that came out Halloween of last year. So I assume that Bonnie's adventures with the toys will continue with this holiday special. Should be really cool. Of course, Toy Story, released in 1995, was the first feature film made by Pixar, and the Disney company bought them in 2006. So, a love story, Kristen. What kind of love story could it be?
I don't know.
You know, could it be Woody and Jessie, you think?
I don't know.
You don't know?
It's weird.
Could it be a bromance between the two?
Oh, jeez.
Buzz and Woody? I don't know. I tell you, I whatever it is, I look forward to it. I think seeing the Toy Story characters are like seeing old friends. I really dig the story. I love the characters, and it'll be good to see what Tom Hanks, once again, reprising his role, as well as Tim Allen, brings to the table as Buzz Lightyear, and see what direction they go for in this love story, Toy Story 4, coming to theaters in 2017. Kristen, we're wrapping up the show once again. What else would you like to drop before we sign off for today?
I've got nothing else.
Okay. Don't forget to follow me at Jedi Masketeer on Facebook and Twitter. Kristen, where can people follow you?
DinyDisney.com and everything, Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all Diny
at Disney. Oh, and a quick reminder to check out your articles on Examiner.com.
Oh, yeah. So, I've got articles there, too.
Yep, Examiner.com. Go ahead and check that out. It's a lot of fun. We also urge you to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at WDW Tiki Room. We've got our podcast on WeBeGeek.net. Check out their entire list of podcasts that include WDW After Dark, which is going live tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern every Friday night. We take Disney news and we give it a little bit of an edge. Some really great, you know, everyday speak, just like you would at the water cooler, man. We're keeping it real at WDW After Dark. You can download the podcast on WeBeGeeks.net, as well as Mighty Marvel Geeks and, of course, the WeBeGeek podcast. Of course, here at Sorcerer Radio, rocking and rolling all Disney day long with great music from the park. So please tell all your friends and follow Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. Kristen, we're wrapping things up. So thank you so much for listening to us each and every single week. I'm Al John.
And I'm Kristen.
And
we'll see you real soon.
Listen to WDW Tiki Room, the show about all things Disney. Fridays, 8 a.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on Sorcerer Radio. I'm Kristen.
I'm Al John. Join us for discussions on the Disney parks,
food news, travel deals and tips, attractions and event news, and more.
Time to do the must-do. Or should I say must-do?
Sorcerer Radio correspondent Stan Barnes has the Disney 4-in-1 pop culture news. Eric Allen has Disney video game news with bonus levels.
Natalie Henley shares ways to save money. And Mike Emke has the Disney Geek Report on Marvel and Star Wars.
Leave your show comments, requests, and discussion topics on our new voicemail. Call 850-888-TIKI. That's 850-888-8454.
You can also post your questions, comments via Twitter and Facebook, WDW Tiki Room.
WDW Tiki Room, the show. show about all things Disney, Fridays at 8 a.m., 5 Pacific, with an encore presentation, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific.
On Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
This podcast is a joint production of the Sorcerer Radio Network, WDW Tiki Room, and the We Be Geeks Podcast Network. WDW Tiki Room is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or its holdings and is intended for entertainment purposes.
Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney, with your hosts, Al John Goh and Dave Bossert.
You just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming of Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Al John Goh, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com.
I'm Kristen Hetzel, co-host of Dining at Disney podcast. Every week, I chat about dining at Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort and Disney Cruise Line with my fellow foodie, Bubba. We also feature restaurants and food reviews, information to help you plan your dining, Disney food news, recipes, and a monthly panel discussion. Visit diningatdisney.com and subscribe to Dining at Disney podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. Dining at Disney podcast, the happiest plate on earth.
I'm Al John Goh, podcaster and producer of the Disney List, Skull Rock Podcast, and Dining at Disney. When you're creating content, podcast, webcasting, live streaming, or wanting to step up your video conference calls, you need quality gear and accessories. That's why I use Gator Frameworks in my studio. From professional broadcast boom arms and microphone stands, studio monitor speaker stands, ring light kits, headphone holders, elite furniture studio desks, and acoustic wall treatments, Gator Frameworks has you covered. Gator is the leading brand of cases, stands, and support system solutions for music, pro AV, creative pro, IT, and general utility industries. They have over 1,000 different solutions made from vacuform plastics, rational molded plastics, wood, sewn, and EVA materials. Leveraging their expertise in case design and manufacturing, Gator has a complete OEM division that works with leading companies around the world to engineer and create custom cases for original equipment manufacturers. For more information, visit GatorFrameworks.com.
Product provided in exchange for promotional consideration.